With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDEA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalise and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at IDEAIreland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Live from the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers Studios, this is Bloomberg Daybreak for Wednesday, January 25th. Coming up this hour,
Microsoft shares drop after a warning that cloud computing sales will slow.
Earnings continue to roll in with Tesla reporting today.
The New York Stock Exchange cancels some trades after a glitch at yesterday's open.
And the U.S. and Germany prepare to send battle tanks to Ukraine.
Today is the unveiling of the Long Island Railroad Grand Central Route, plus another mass shooting, this time in Washington State. I'm Michael Barr. More ahead.
I'm John Stashower in sports. The Knicks held on to beat Cleveland. Overtime win for the Devils. The quarterfinals continue at the Australian Open.
That's all straight ahead on Bloomberg Daybreak. On Bloomberg 1130 New York. Bloomberg 99.1 Washington, D.C. Bloomberg 1061 Boston. Bloomberg 960 San Francisco. Sirius XM 119. And around the world on BloombergRadio.com and via the Bloomberg Business app.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Here are the stories we're following today.
That drop in NASDAQ futures follows a slowing sales outlook for Microsoft and its cloud computing business. Let's get the latest on the earnings for the software maker live with Bloomberg's Steve Rappaport. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Nathan and Karen. Shares of Microsoft are down nearly 2% in pre-market trading after CFO Amy Hood estimated sales of its Azure service will slow down in the current period by 4 or 5% from the end of second fiscal quarter. The tech giant's cloud business was a silver lining in a cloud of lackluster earnings. Microsoft's growth of 2% in the second quarter was the slowest in 6 years. Meanwhile, Microsoft could use its own technical support for its 365 service. The company tweeting this morning, it identified a network configuration problem, and it's working to mitigate the impact. Live in New York, I'm Steve Rappaport, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Steve, thank you. Well, we may also see weakness in shares of Texas Instruments today. They fell 0.5% in late trading after the chipmaker suffered its first sales decline since 2020. We get more from Bloomberg's Charlie Pellett.
TI delivered a tepid forecast for the current quarter hit by an industry slump. It said revenue in the first quarter will be $4.17 billion to $4.53 billion. That compares with average analyst estimates of $4.41 billion. The outlook suggests that Texas Instruments may not bounce back quickly from its sales slowdown. Wall Street expects revenue to decline throughout this year as the company's customers focus on reducing their stockpiles of used chips rather than ordering new ones. In New York, Charlie Pellett, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Thanks, Charlie. And the earnings continue to roll in today. More than 30 companies reporting, and Tesla is one we'll be watching. We get a preview from Bloomberg's Jeff Bellinger.
We already know that Tesla delivered a record number of vehicles in the fourth quarter, and 2022 volume was up 40% from 2021. But the electric vehicle maker achieved those numbers by slashing prices in several of its markets. Gene Munster of Deepwater Asset Management has told investors he expects disappointing numbers from Tesla. Bloomberg Intelligence says Tesla's discounts run counter to broader industry trends. Jeff Bellinger, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Jeff, thank you. Well, as Tesla reports earnings, CEO Elon Musk is on the stand in a courtroom in San Francisco. In day three of his trial over tweets to take Tesla private, Musk insisted he was acting in the best interest of shareholders. Ed Baxter has the latest from our Bloomberg 960 newsroom in San Francisco.
Musk more defiant in the third round. He addressed the jury directly, saying the tweets using the word considering reflects, quote, absolutely what I believed at the time and emphasized again that it wasn't a done deal. That's what one means when they say they're considering. They're thinking about it. Musk also said he would have had no trouble raising money for the projects. Attorneys for the other side did get him to admit that he did not have any specific number from Saudi Arabia. In San Francisco, I'm Ed Baxter, Bloomberg Daybreak.
Thanks, Ed. Turning from Silicon Valley to Wall Street now, the New York Stock Exchange is canceling some trades after a glitch during yesterday's open. Hundreds of securities began trading without an opening auction price. The New York Stock Exchange is not elaborating on what it calls a system issue and isn't saying what it may cost.
Now, Nathan, to an M&A deal that never was. Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch are abandoning plans to reunite their two media companies, Fox and News Corp. Some investors had voiced opposition to the merger, saying it undervalued company assets. The deal, first announced in October, was widely seen as a way for Lachlan Murdoch to cement his control over the family media empire.
Turning to geopolitics now, Karen, the war in Ukraine remains largely in focus, and now the U.S. and Germany are set to announce they will each provide battle tanks to Ukraine. Amy Morris has the details from our Bloomberg 99.1 newsroom in Washington.
The Biden administration is expected to announce as soon as today that it will offer Ukraine the M1 Abrams tank. Germany had said it didn't want to be the only ally to offer battle tanks. The White House decision helps allied nations move on from a split that had threatened to undermine their unity, and it will allow Ukraine to prepare for whatever offensive Russia could be planning for this spring. Officials on both sides say they're still discussing numbers and the timing of any delivery. In Washington, I'm Amy Morris, Bloomberg Daybreak.
All right, Amy, thank you. Well, staying in Washington, new questions are being raised about the handling of classified documents. Now that secret papers have been uncovered in former Vice President Mike Pence's home, that follows discoveries that have both President Biden and former President Trump under investigation. Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn sits on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and she says the Presidential Records Act needs to be reformed.
Cleaning up that process, making certain that we tighten those protocols in how the documents are viewed, when and where they're viewed, how you sign them in, sign them out, that is an appropriate step to take.
Senator Blackburn says she'd like to see the committee take action this year. She was a guest on Bloomberg Sound On with Joe Matthew. Catch the show weekdays at 5 p.m. Eastern on Bloomberg Radio or listen anytime to the Bloomberg Sound On podcast.
It is 35 degrees under a clear sky in Central Park. We got rain moving in this afternoon with some wet snow potentially mixed in to start. Breezy highs near 45 degrees. The temperatures will rise through the night as the rain continues. Time now to look at some of the other stories making news in New York and around the world with Bloomberg's Michael Barr. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Nathan. New Yorkers are about to get a critical commuter service they've waited years for. The Long Island Railroad will run to Manhattan's Grand Central Terminal. The LIRR will begin limited service today for at least 3 weeks, with riders changing trains at the Jamaica stop in Queens during the initial launch. The MTA says direct service into Grand Central will roll out after that. The $11.1 billion project has suffered years of delays. Authorities say they don't know yet what caused a gunman to open fire and kill three people at a Circle K convenience store in Yakima, Washington. Police Chief Matt Murray.
Literally, as he was opening the door, he started shooting these people. And then, after shooting both of them, and remember, he was not masked up. He did nothing to conceal his identity. He walked out, saw somebody else in a car, and shot them.
Chief Murray says the suspected gunman, 21-year-old Jared Haddock, shot and killed himself. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says embattled New York freshman Representative George Santos could be removed from office if the chamber's ethics committee determined that he had broken the law, but not until then. The Long Island Republican, who presented a largely fictitious version of himself when he ran for a House seat, has been denounced by prominent members of both parties. Nevertheless, Santos has been given two spots on different committees. Meanwhile, McCarthy is kicking two-time Democrats off the powerful House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy rejected former Intel Committee Chair Adam Schiff and member Eric Swalwell. The speaker was asked why Santos gets committee seats and Schiff and Swalwell are out.
The Intel Committee is different. You know why? Because what happens in the Intel Committee, you don't know. What happens in the Intel Committee, although the secrets are going on in the world, other members of Congress don't know.
McCarthy, however, appointed members of his own party to powerful committees who push debunked conspiracy theories and election denial. Pope Francis says being gay is not a crime. The Pope, in an interview with the Associated Press, is criticizing laws that criminalize homosexuality, saying God loves all his children just as they are. Global News, 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts, more than 120 countries. I'm Michael Barr, and this is Bloomberg, Nathan.
Thanks, Michael. Time for the Bloomberg Sports Update now, brought to you by Tri-State Audi. Good morning, John Stashower.
Good morning, Nathan. Much-needed win for the Knicks. They had lost their last four. They've had trouble holding leads. And at the Garden, they led Cleveland by 11 fourth quarter. Cavs rallied but missed two game-tying shots in the final seconds. Knicks held on, 105-103. Another big night for Julius Randle. 36 points, made 8 three-pointers. 5 came in the first quarter. Devils hosted Vegas, trailed late. Dougie Hamilton scored. That forced overtime.
So here's Hughes in the center circle. Across the line, looks up, tries to duck under a check. It comes free, and they score! The puck comes to Hamilton between the circles, drives one home. It's another overtime game winner for Dougie Hamilton.
Devils radio. They won 3-2. They won 7 of the last 8. College hoops, easy win for Rutgers by 20 over Penn State. Georgetown beat DePaul. That ends a 29-game Big East losing streak for Patrick Ewing's Hoyas. First time Scott Rolen was on the Hall of Fame ballot. He only got 10% of the vote. He just got 76%. He'll be inducted this summer in Cooperstown with Fred McGriff, who was named by the committee. Rolen will be only the 18th third baseman in the Hall. Played for four teams, was a 7-time All-Star and 8-time Gold Glove winner. Australian Open right now, Novak Djokovic has won the first set with Andrei Rublev. The winner of this match will play New Jersey native Tommy Paul in the semifinals. Paul ousted fellow American Ben Shelton in four sets. Women's quarterfinal wins for Arina Sabalenka of Belarus. She's yet to lose a set. And Magda Linette of Poland, she upset Carolina Pliskova. John Stashower, Bloomberg Sports.
With the highest number of young STEM graduates per capita in the EU, Ireland has the people and skills your company needs to succeed here. IDEA Ireland, the National Investment Development Agency, can help you find and nurture the people you need to internationalize and thrive. Our talent is just one of the extraordinary benefits Ireland has to offer. Learn more at IDEAIreland.com. Invest in extraordinary.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.
Live from coast to coast, from New York to San Francisco, Boston to Washington, D.C., nationwide on SiriusXM, the Bloomberg Business App, and Bloomberg.com. This is Bloomberg Daybreak.
Good morning, I'm Nathan Hager. As we keep our focus on tech earnings this morning, Microsoft is the first big cap tech company to report, and the shares right now are down about 2% after the software giant warned of slowing sales this quarter, particularly in the cloud. This afternoon, we will get more on the tech picture and automobiles as well when Tesla reports its earnings. Let's bring in Bloomberg Quick Take correspondent Alex Webb to break down what we saw yesterday from Tesla. From Microsoft. We'll hear from Tesla later, as I said. Alex, good morning. Obviously, the cloud had been the big growth center for Microsoft, and now there's this warning that Azure could only grow by about 4-5% this quarter. Is this about managing expectations, or does this say something about the broader macro backdrop for tech?
Well, let's clarify that a little bit. It isn't that it's only going to grow 4-5%. It's that it's going to grow 4-5 percentage points slower than in the fiscal second quarter, where it grew in the mid-30s. So you can infer that it's probably going to grow, you know, around 30%. That's still, you know, a growth number that a lot of people would love to have, but it's clearly slower than it has been previously. And it sort of speaks to the way that a lot of demand was front loaded by the pandemic as people were working from home. Companies in particular invested more in enabling remote work. That, of course, entailed a lot of cloud investment. So it means that the growth now isn't quite as good. Now, of course, the growth in the second quarter was only 2% overall for the whole company, you know, including Azure. And so the concern then will be that if Azure is slowing down even further, then it has a bigger knock-on effect on the overall company's performance.
Now, I guess it raises a question as well, doesn't it, about what the growth picture could look like for other big players in the cloud, particularly Amazon Web Services and Alphabet as well.
Yeah, I think there's more probably more concern around Alphabet, around Google Cloud. They've been a very distant third place. Amazon really tops the par when it comes to the cloud offering. They managed to, you know, really build stickiness with their customers, even though, you know, you increasingly hear whispers about how good the sort of interface is. Google has, even though its cloud operation has been expanding, it has often been loss-making because it's investing so hard to try and catch up. The interesting thing with Microsoft Cloud is that we've heard so much around OpenAI's ChatGPT in recent weeks, and that is something that is going to launch on Microsoft Cloud before we see it on Azure, Microsoft's cloud offering, before we see it anywhere else. If you want to build an AI business on ChatGPT, for instance, you will have to be doing it with Azure. So, you know, as we look to the medium to long term, that could be a big positive for that business.
Yeah, you mentioned the OpenAI investment, obviously something that was got a lot of attention from investors ahead of this earnings report. Is it something that investors can at least hang their hats on and have a little bit of excitement about amid the disappointment in the earnings outlook for Microsoft?
It is certainly something that is you know, generating some excitement. Clearly, not enough to offset any decline in the share price. It's quite hard for people to know how this stuff gets monetized, because, you know, even Sam Altman, the CEO of OpenAI, has been saying that this is not in the long term going to be a high profit business or high margin business. It's something that you will have as an assistant in many things you do, plugging into things you do. And if you look at that, well, then you infer that it is a way of pushing people towards Azure. Azure itself is clearly very high margin. And so it's an additional feature that can attract customers, but in and of itself, it's probably not going to be making a huge amount of money in the medium to long term. It's just that like you get a car with a particular feature, even if the feature itself isn't that expensive.
Got about a minute left here, Alex. Of course, we're waiting to hear from Tesla this afternoon. Obviously, there's been so much attention on the CEO, Elon Musk. I imagine you're going to be trying to look past some of the antics of late, and let us know what your focus is going to be on when we hear from Tesla.
Yeah, Elon Musk is going to be taking a break from his court dates over the past few days if he does appear on the call. The real attention is going to be on what kind of color they're going to get on 2023 pace of deliveries. There's had to be some very severe discounting, or Tesla has done some massive discounting to try to offset declining pace of deliveries. They've not been able to deliver all the cars they've been making. So how demand, profitability, pace of delivery shape up, those are the things that investors are really going to be keeping an eye out for.
This is Bloomberg Daybreak Today, your morning brief on the stories making news from Wall Street to Washington and beyond.
Look for us on your podcast feed at 6 a.m. Eastern each morning on Apple, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
You can also listen live each morning starting at 5 a.m. Wall Street time on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, Bloomberg 99.1 in Washington, Bloomberg 106.1 in Boston, and Bloomberg 960 in San Francisco.
Our flagship New York station is also available on your Amazon Alexa devices. Just say, "Alexa, play Bloomberg 1130.
Plus, listen coast to coast on the Bloomberg Business app, SiriusXM Channel 119, the iHeartRadio app, and on Bloomberg.com. I'm Nathan Hager.
And I'm Karen Moscow. Join us again tomorrow morning for all the news you need to start your day right here on Bloomberg Daybreak.
Join Bloomberg in San Francisco or virtually on May 7th for The Future Investor, data-powered transformations. This 2024 event series will examine how data is not only playing a pivotal role in investment decisions, but serves as a driving force behind the construction of innovative, investable enterprises. This series is proudly sponsored by Invesco QQQ. Register at BloombergLive.com/futureinvestor/radio.